Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjali and today is August 24th. Here's some top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on August 24th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 5 points. The BSE Sensex gained 213 points to close the previous session at 65,433, while Nifty 50 closed 48 points higher at 19,444, trading near its 200-day moving average of 19,589. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may get support at 19,387, followed by 19,362 and 19,322. In case of an upside, 19,468 can be key resistance, followed by 19,493 and 19,533. Moving on to international markets, US markets. Stock futures ticked higher on Wednesday with investors focusing on key second quarter results from chipmaker Nvidia to gauge whether the AI excitement is more than just a hype. S&P 500 futures climbed 0.5% while Nasdaq 100 futures gained 0.7%. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average was little unchanged. All eyes on the Wall Street were keenly awaiting Nvidia's second quarter results after the closing bell, and it didn't disappoint. The company earned $2.70 per share after adjustments on $13.51 billion in revenue. That topped the average analyst estimate of $2.09 per share in profits and $11.22 billion in revenue. Nvidia's stellar first quarter report in May had helped stoke investors' interest in artificial intelligence, which became a key market driver in first half of the year. Interest in chip stock capitulated its value to more than $1 trillion. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets rose ahead of central bank rate decisions from South Korea and Indonesia, although both central banks are expected to hold their benchmark policy rates unchanged at 3.5% and 5.75% respectively. South Korea's producer price index climbed 0.2% year-on-year, the 13th straight month that showed growth in PPI has slowed. Japan's Nikkei 225 opened 0.44% up, while Topix climbed 0.13% on Thursday. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 started the day 0.42% higher, while South Korea's KOSPI rose 1.04% and KOSDAQ was up 1.55%. Futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 17,973, pointing to a stronger open compared to HSI's close of 17,845. Chandrayaan-3 mission. Taking cognizance of the historic feat of India in becoming the first country in the world to land a spacecraft successfully on the moon's south pole, Indian space startups and bodies representing such startups are lauding the ISRO for this momentous achievement. Indian Space Association, which represents around 30 Indian space startups, apart from major players such as Bharti Airtel, L&T, OneWeb, said that this achievement will help in establishing a lunar economy and encouraging broader celestial exploration. In other news, Goldman Sachs sees Indian IT growth pickup in medium term initiates coverage. Goldman Sachs sees revenue growth for Indian IT sector companies picking up driven by pent-up demand for IT services and impact of adopting generative artificial intelligence tech. The Wall Street Bank forecasts 9-10% revenue growth from 2025, saying market could be underappreciating the sector's upside, even though near-term revenue is likely to remain muted. Oil prices. Oil prices dipped on Wednesday as demand woes stemming from built-in US gasoline stocks and weak manufacturing data globally outweighed optimism around a larger-than-expected drop in US crude stocks. Brent crude was down 0.7% to $83.48 a barrel, bouncing off 2.5% decline earlier in the session. US West Texas Intermediate crude was down 0.6% at $79.20. At session low, it was down 3.4%. Meanwhile, U.S. crude inventories fell by 6.1 million barrels in week 2 August 18, held by strong refining activity and high levels of export. Analysts had expected 2.8 million barrel drop. Dollar index. The dollar index traded 0.21% lower in futures at 103.34, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹82.54. FII and DIIs. Foreign institutional investors bought shares worth ₹614 crore while domestic institutional investors purchased shares worth ₹125 crore on August 23rd. Moving on to stocks in focus, Reliance Industries. The Qatar Investment Authority will invest $1 billion or ₹8,278 crore in Reliance Retail Ventures, the subsidiary of Reliance Industries, to pick up a stake of 0.99%. The investment values the company at a pre-money equity value of $100 billion or ₹8.27 lakh crore. Coforge. Promoter Hulse BV is looking to offload its entire 26.63% stake in mid-size IT firm via a block deal. The floor price has been fixed at ₹4,550 per share, which is 7.4% discount to Wednesday's closing price of ₹4,913. The Netherlands-registered Hulse BV is owned and controlled by funds affiliated with Baring Private Equity Asia. Hulse BV will sell 1.62 crore shares, taking the deal size to around ₹7,400 crore. Procter & Gamble Health. The FMCG company has reported net profit at ₹29.8 crore for the quarter ended June financial year 2024, falling 28% compared to year-ago period due to high material cost and one-time employee cost. Revenue from operation, on the other hand, grew by 1.8% year-on-year during the quarter. The company has announced a final dividend of ₹50 per share for the financial year ended June 2023. Moving on to our Voice of the Day segment, we have Andrew Holland, CEO of Vendus Capital Public Markets Alternative Strategies LPP, giving us insights into the IT sector. Let's listen in.
Is the worst over for the IT sector? And if so, is it worth kind of participating in buying the stocks now? Or is there a little bit of time left? So I think there's a number of factors which I think we should consider in that. And one is obviously from a global perspective, I think we're still waiting to see where the Fed lands in terms of when interest rates will start to fall. Surprisingly, that's been pushed back a quarter. But our view is that, you know, still that the, you know, interest rates should start to fall by the end of the year. Now, in that, you could say, well, okay, the kind of recession is upon us, because that would be one of the reasons why the Fed would do so. But I think investors will look beyond that and say, you know, when the recovery comes, where will that come from? And obviously, you know, they'll start to look at growth stocks, and the U.S. tech, you know, would be one area where you would see, you know, a lot more interest. And that would be, you know, good for, you know, the IT sector here as well, in terms of exporting services and so forth. So I think the Fed has a little bit to play in this, because, you know, if they keep interest rates higher for longer, that would, in the very short term, would hurt earnings, you know, for our IT companies. But once interest rates fall, the market will look through that, or expectation for the interest rates to fall, the market will look through that and start looking at the growth stocks, and obviously tech stocks in the US and IT in India would be the beneficiaries of that. Now, if you feel it's going to be higher for longer, and no interest rate cuts till the first quarter of 2024, then that just prolongs some of the pain in the sector, and we could see some more downgrades, just for tech stocks in the US, but for IT companies in India. So that's one factor I think we need to look at. I think the second factor is obviously the AI kind of frenzy that which we have at the moment. We'll have Nvidia's results out, and that could give us a good indication of whether it's a little bit overblown or there's still more growth to come, going forward. And again, that could be a more short-term sentimental kind of positive impact for IT stocks here in India. But I think overall, it would be, you know, more short-term. So I think we have maybe a quarter, we can watch and see some of these events unfold. And I think that would be the time we should be looking at IT as a sector, in terms of looking to buy, buy the shares then, rather than, now, because there's the expectation that earnings might have to be downgraded going forward.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time tomorrow.